The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning, happy Saturday, one and all, and welcome to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show here on News Talk 710 KNUS, Denver's local talk leader. It is, as I say, dark and early out there, and it's going to be chillier today. I think I saw a high of 68 with some rain in the forecast today. So, gosh, the fall is sort of kind of kicking in. A little bit. I mean, you never know what the actual trajectory of the weather is here in Colorado, as the Carolinas, meanwhile, are under state of emergency. They are, at least North Carolina is under state of emergency, but the Carolinas are being hit by Hurricane Ian, and it's very different down south in the south right now than any weather we get here in Colorado, of course. And I just want to say my thoughts and prayers are with everyone who is being impacted by Hurricane Ian, a truly devastating storm. So we have lots that we're going to be doing today, and there will be time for calls at 303-696-1971, especially in this hour and towards the end of the show. Because coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Lang Sias will join us to continue our conversations with the candidates. He is, of course, the Republican candidate for state treasurer. Looking forward to chatting with Lang about his candidacy, what he brings to the table, and why it is important for him to become the next Colorado state treasurer and defeat incumbent Dave Young. Then I'm going to be joined in studio by two candidates in Arapahoe County running for clerk and recorder and county sheriff, respectively. Caroline Cornell is challenging license plate tag clerk Joan Lopez to oust her from the position of clerk and recorder in Arapahoe County. Of course, this Joan Lopez.
I don't know how to answer that.
That Joan Lopez, and we will talk with her opponent, Caroline Cornell, as well as the opponent for Sheriff Tyler Brown in Arapahoe County. I've followed those positions very closely, especially the Arapahoe County one, as longtime listeners to this program will most definitely recall, especially going back to 2019-2020, and then I have seen Lopez up close and personal in office doing her job such as she does her job last fall and this spring during the canvas board for those elections. So I'm looking forward to this conversation with Caroline Cornell and Kevin Edling. They will both join me here in studio throughout the 7 o'clock hour, and it is going to be a good conversation, I am sure. Looking forward to that, plus Lang Sias, and 303-696-1971, our telephone number for your calls. You can also text in to the show on the 710 KNUS app on your smartphone. Happy to have you along there. And you can tweet at me 24/7, 365, at Sang Center. That's Sang with an E, not an A, Center on Twitter. And then you can email me 24/7, 365. Couple ways to do that. One is via the 710 KNUS website and the Jimmy Sangenberger Show page, although I will tell you I'm having some email issues right now. So I advise the second method today if you want to email me during the show. Log on to JimmySangenberger.com. Remember, there's no A, I, or U in Sangenberger. It's all E's all the time, once you know that. Sangenberger is easy. So, If you email me there on the contact page, you will be able to get right to me. Most assuredly and most quickly, it'll take a couple of days for any emails via the 710KNUS website to reach me at present. You want to start off with a laugh? I have not read this article yet. I printed it out. But I was just struck by the headline for The Nation, which is a left-wing outlet. The left needs to take back the Constitution. That is the headline of a piece for The Nation, which is about a new book that apparently is out. And I'm not sure what the book is. Again, I haven't read this article yet. I printed it out planning to. And then I was flipping through my articles getting ready for the show this morning. I found it and I was like, oh, that's right. The left needs to take back the Constitution because somehow the Constitution is a left-wing document. It says in the subhead, a new book argues that the Constitution is best understood as a document calling for the unashamed struggle for equality. Okay, I would certainly agree that the Constitution reflects a struggle for equality and one that has been remarkably successful here in the United States of America, where we have led the way in so many ways. Even the way that the Constitution was originally established, set up to slowly eradicate slavery over time, and then we fought a civil war and amended the Constitution to end that horrid, vile, evil institution. And there are so many other things that the Constitution reflects in terms of a struggle for equality, fair enough. But the idea that that's somehow left-wing, again, I haven't read the article yet, but I just found that humorous. The left needs to take back the Constitution. Please, the Constitution is fundamentally, it is not best understood as a document calling for the struggle for equality. It is a document best understood for protecting the rights of the individual. That is fundamentally what the role of government is, to protect individual rights. And I would say the growth of individual rights over time certainly falls under the U.S. Constitution and sort of the journey of the Constitution. But just reading those words, that the left needs to take back the Constitution as though it was somehow theirs to begin with, is rather striking to me, and I found that a little bit humorous. Thought you might, too. 303-696-1971 is our telephone number. Let's kick off the phones this morning with Chuck in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Morning, Jimmy. If you want to see a roadmap of how to win an election, you look at Tiffany Smiley. She's a U.S. Senate candidate up there in Washington State. Mm-hmm. She has like these three 30-second ads. She gets in and gets out and leaves the other guy devastated. There's no like long-winded things like about 1-on-4 and everything else. She takes like the first one. She takes like the Starbucks who had to close down because the employees just refused to show up for work anymore because it was so dangerous, like in the neighborhood. And so Starbucks shuts it down. And she says, even if you could afford a cup of coffee now, she says, like about the neighborhoods become so dangerous and the crime is so bad that businesses like this are just shutting down. When you watch it, it's like if you're laying down, you sit up and you take notice and you want to write a check. That's the way to do it. It looks like she's pulled ahead of Patty Murray up there, who's been there about 30 years.
Yeah, it does look like there could be a surprise upset in Washington State. And what you're describing, Chuck, about those ads is so important because what she's doing is basically tapping into the method now of effectively using social media videos, which are short, they're pithy, they're to the point, they get things across right quick. And you're coming across as a candidate in a way that is relatable to that audience in a very short span of time. You're not belaboring the point. You're getting right to it and then hopping out.
Right. And I don't know why. Maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, I used to live like in Colorado for years, but it's something that could be done in Colorado very effectively. Take a walk down some of those, streets, like with the tents and everything else, and say, like, is this your future? Is this where you want to live? Is this where your kids want to grow up? Like, and share, like, the school, like right there and all that. I mean, it could be done so effectively, and those type of things don't really cost that much money.
Yeah, that absolutely is right. It's interestingly enough, it is a money saver when you can reduce production values or production costs by limiting what you are trying to record, what you have to edit, et cetera. It makes it a lot simpler when you're able to get that tighter and you have people right up front who write the ads in a way that makes that feasible. Because I'll say this, when I write a column, it's really hard to edit the column down from like 1,200 words to 800 and something.
Right.
But when you're able to do that up front and then get the recording going, that is impressive. I do think between that plus the way in which our Republican gubernatorial candidate, Heidi Gnall, conducted herself in that all-star debate the other night against Jared Polis, really having him on his heels, really surprising Polis, I think, by having actually challenged him for the first time. That's something that never happens. And yet it did, and she did a phenomenal job with that, and I think shows the roadmap as well, similar to Tiffany Smiley, for how to be effective. Of course, the challenges for Heidi are a little bit more. She needs to get those channels out more broadly than the narrow audience of that debate. But at least shows how to bring the fight to the Democrats, and that's, I think, the most important thing right now, Chuck.
Yeah, I'll say how I would handle Polis. Like, for instance, if you watch the way DeSantis does it, he brings stuff forth consistently of things he actually believes in, where Polis is kind of a reactionary. Like, he did it, like, with the I-70 accident and, like, bringing the all-star game to Denver, things like that. Like, in other words, like a grandstand on something where some things that should have been done all along, he just says, oh, because everybody's looking now, I'll do this or do that. So, I mean, those are all things that can be, pointed out. I said one thing that could have been done, you know, how like Abbott sending like down there in Texas, sending all those illegals to New York City and so forth. What I would have done, I would have gotten a bunch of buses and loaded them up and right the day before the All-Star game, dump them all off on there. That would have been a heck of a thing to watch, see? But I couldn't get anybody interested in doing that, so here you go.
Yeah, I do remember. You know, that was a little early for this idea, but that would have been quite something else to have that sort of a show. Let me just ask you real quick, Chuck, since you mentioned the movement of illegal immigrants in trucks and vans by Republican governors, do you think that's effective in terms of getting the message across, or is it sort of more a narrow amount of people that are actually being exposed to this is what's happening, and it turns out to be more of a stunt than have any sort of effect?
No, I think if you can get it in the news cycle, because look how hard it is to get something in the news cycle.
Yes.
You do something that's stand against the grain of the wood, and everybody starts to take notice. They would say, like, well, why are all these people showing up here in the – and look, you've got the mayor of New York City and in Chicago talking about it. They wouldn't be mentioning anything about it if that wasn't going on. So, anytime that you can control the news cycle or get them talking about it, I said, shoot, put on your flak jacket because you're over that target.
Oh, that's a great point. When you look at Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, basically scolding the Biden administration for its failure to address immigration because suddenly it's right on her doorstep. That is quite a delightful sight. Chuck, this is such an insightful phone call this morning, and I appreciate you calling. I want to ask you about one other thing since I have you. I don't know if you heard me cue up while you were on hold this article for The Nation. Again, I haven't read it yet. I meant to, but the title was just so striking to me. The left needs to take back the Constitution. How in the world does the left need to take back the Constitution? What do you make of that sort of attitude from the left that, okay, we need to make the Constitution our document to champion?
Yeah.
Right.
That kind of goes without saying, really. I mean, how do you take it back? It's supposed to be there always. You're supposed to follow the Constitution, not take it back.
That is absolutely right. And if anything, what the left has done is derailed us from the Constitution over the last 100-plus years, especially since 1913. Great point. Follow the Constitution. Don't take it back for your ideology, which, by the way, really is out of step with the Constitution. Chuck, great call this morning. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
303-696-1971. Here's a question. What do Republicans need to do in order to win writ large across the country here in Colorado in 2022 over the course of the next several weeks? Because we are just over a month away from Election Day. I think Chuck hit the nail on the head in pointing to Tiffany Smiley's ads. They are working. She's outperforming expectations at a minimum, whether she wins or not, in Washington. Heidi Ginnall knocked it out of the park in her debate against Polis the other night, showing how to actually bring a challenge to the Democrat. I think John Kellner has done that with Phil Weiser in the attorney general's race. Joe O'Dea is approaching things in a different way from Heidi or Smiley and so forth, but he is, really bringing a race to Michael Bennet in a way so many people weren't anticipating, in a way that sets us on a path to at least nearing victory as a possibility. This is why he's getting national attention. And in a way that is necessary to build up some of this traction. All these news articles talking about how Colorado is a big surprise out west. Well, it shouldn't be a big surprise out west because things are so screwed up here. And Michael Bennet is so aloof, so boring, so out of touch and detached. What do we need here now is change, right? What do we need now? It's change. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we'll pick up more of your calls, 303-696-1971. That is our telephone number. You could text into the show on the 710 KNUS app on your smartphone. Just getting started, revved up and ready to go. News Talk 710 KNUS, the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. Now, if this tune by the great Albert Cummings doesn't wake you up at 6:30 in the morning, I don't know what else will, except maybe a nice good cup of coffee. I got to tell you, as we continue on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, I saw Albert last Saturday. He played at Daniels Hall, which is a venue run, very small, intimate venue, run by Swallow Hill Music. And he knocked it out of the park, and being able to sit right up front, that's where I was able to get the seat. It was open seating in this small room for a guy like Albert Cummings. And you can hear his guitar playing right there. It's mind blowing to think, okay, you can actually get in there and enjoy this kind of music in that sort of a setting with a guy like Albert Cummings visiting in town. He's originally from Massachusetts. We interviewed him on the show last Saturday. And what he did was bring passion throughout every song. I sent a couple videos to the drummer in my Jimmy Jr. Blues band, And he said something to the effect of, just from his voice alone, you can feel the blues coming from that guy. And that's exactly what you can get. Whether he was playing it slow, playing it fast, whatever, on guitar, singing his tunes, Albert Cummings has a unique way of capturing the blues, of getting you excited. What I loved is there are a couple listeners, at least a couple listeners to this show, who heard Albert last Saturday and went to the show that night and then told Albert, which I appreciate you doing, telling him, I heard you on the Jimmy Sangenberger show this morning, and that's why I'm here. Always great. Whenever you go to an event, you see a show, a concert, whatever, it's always great for you to let them know, oh, I heard you on this show, and that's why I'm here, and I loved the show. And one other little anecdote that shows just the great performance that Albert Cummings brought. There is a photographer in town named Rick Witt who does reviews of blues acts. He's actually reviewed my band before for the Colorado Blues Society. And just a great guy. And he brought three of his friends, one of whom is a blues fan, two who were not. And I heard one of them tell Albert Cummings, who knew the blues was so fun? And that's exactly what you get from a guy like Albert Cummings. And that's why we bring him, Tab Benoit, Tommy Castro, Mike Zito, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, the list goes on, to this program in the form of their bumper music and also in interview conversations. Gotta love it. I, again, strongly recommend next time he's in town, come on out and see Albert Cummings. 303-696-1971 is our telephone number as we continue on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS. Someone I know who always appreciates the best bumper music known to man is Marvin in Aurora joining us now. Good morning, Marvin. How are you?
Good morning, young man. How you doing, Jimmy? I'm doing great. Thank you for the killer. Oh, man, that was some acid wah-wah there. You want to call that the blues? Hey, that works for me, Jimmy. Yours is the only show where I turn up the bumper music. So dig that, man.
You know, I'm clapping here because that makes me just feel pretty damn good. And that's what we want here on this program. So I appreciate that. The only bummer is that nowadays the music doesn't get captured for the podcast, which is why you need to listen live to the show if you want to hear some of that best damn bumper music known to man 9 years running. So what's on your mind, Marvin?
Oh, man, 10 million different things. I called in because, first, there's something on my mind I just kind of need to get off my chest. It has nothing to do with anything, but I've heard the ad so many times. And this guy's made himself a multimillionaire. I just have to do my own impression of this guy.
Who is this guy? Before you do the impression, who is it?
I don't even know, Jimmy. Okay. I only know him by his voice and by his wealth and ubiquitous presence on all the conservative shows, which I find an intriguing phenomenon. How okay. The corporate milk the conservatives for their cash just like they milk everybody else. So anyway, so my quick impression here, I know I'll fumble it, but let me just try to wing it here. If you got your dumb donkey locked into a lifetime agreement of your rental agreement and now you're locked in, you need me. And I will pull you out of that. Just call me up, and you'll get out of your lifetime agreement. Okay. You need me.
Okay.
And I get the biggest kick out of that ad, Jimmy, because on so many levels, you know, and I feel sorry for those fools who fall into that trap. But here comes this guy. Now, don't get me wrong. I know I've learned many a thing from many a simple man and woman. And so it's always a crack up to me when the supposedly simpleton schools Whitey. And that's kind of why I love the blues too, Jimmy. So,
Wow.
And what's on my mind? I know I'm burning your clock here.
Real quick. Go ahead, Marvin.
you just can't get there from here with the GOP, Jimmy. It's controlled opposition.
Okay,
like
so Marvin, let me ask you this question, because I hear you say this most times you call in. What are you doing for your votes? Are you casting them for Republicans, or are you sitting out?
When the Republicans have a good person on their ticket, I vote every time. I do never sit out any election, Jimmy. They hound me because they know that I participate in every election.
So then let me ask you this question, Marvin. If you are so averse to what you call the corruption of the Republican Party, why do you bother voting for Republicans?
Because that's the only thing worth voting for, Jimmy.
So it's at least better than the Democrats.
No, it's not.
Well, then why do you bother voting for Republicans if it's the same as Democrats? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, and so, see, now I can't really get enough time to voice my brutal truth on your show, and thank you for taking my call, Jimmy, but I keep trying to hammer.
But I know where you're coming from. You've expressed it many a time on this show. Absolutely you do, but I'm just trying to understand because at the end of the day, what matters is the election this year. And the question that I have is, okay, given your misgivings about the Republican Party, why do you vote?
Then I would ask you the question in return. What other outlet legal do I have, Jimmy? It's my one most sacred, supposedly, quote unquote, once was.
I agree, but I'm curious, if the Republicans aren't better than the Democrats, why bother voting for the Republicans? Why not say vote third party? You're still voting.
Okay, let me cast a different light on it for you. Let's look at the constituencies of each party here. Okay, now I will look at we'll just go basic Democrat, left, right for the time being, sake of argument. All right, the Democrats are championing all of these perverted, anti-American, anti-constitutional, far left, you know, so no. You look at the, and now the constituents of that, they consider themselves to be open-minded, progressive, educated. Oh, we don't hate anybody. Oh, yeah, we want the best. Okay, here comes the Marxist dogma. Now, on the right, oh, we have God. Oh, we have tradition. We're conserving liberty for you. Those people are buying a bill of goods. Now, the constituency, Jimmy, you go down to the roots of each party, the heart of America, it lives. It thrives on the right, the religious
Amen.
Right, the godly right. Now, the problem here is, and what all the Jimmy, I hate to lump you in because I know you're an independent thinker. This is why I love you, Jimmy, even though you're a dyed-in-the-wool GOP nut. I still love you because you think your own way, but doggone it, you're steeped in the Kool-Aid, Jimmy, and what all the Republican fools, and I'm sorry to apply this term in present company, they cannot get through their head. Yeah, they let each side, the left and the right, oh, they know how to manage that plantation. They let them all thrive. Them all crooked Democrats. Oh, yeah, you perverts. You people who want to live off everybody's taxes. Oh, yeah, we'll feed you. So what kind of red meat do they throw to us, Jimmy? Oh, the next election. Just like being a Denver sports fan, Jimmy. Oh, maybe next year.
That's
maybe
fair. I feel the same way about the New York Giants, being a Giants fan. You know, I get your point. I don't disagree with you on that point. But at the end, but you're still voting Republican.
No.
You're not voting Republican this year.
There's many elections. Well, I can proudly say this, Jimmy. I cannot recall the last Democrat I voted for.
Of
course. This goes back decades. There was one cocky left-winger who believed in UFOs. Darn, I can't remember his name right now. I did vote. I knew he didn't have a snowball's chance, but I voted for him in protest. Anyway,
okay.
Nah. And I look back on several elections, especially the more recent ones, and I think to myself, now, how pathetic is that? You were not able to vote for anybody of importance. You know, I do my research on everybody up and down the ticket. And sometimes I know the guy's a GOP hack, a rhino, and I don't want the Democrat to win, and I don't want to, quote-unquote, waste my vote. Thank God none of those people have won. I have not voted for a single Republican candidate for president since I voted for Bush the Elder.
So you did not vote for Trump both times?
I did vote for Trump.
Okay, so then you did vote for Republican president.
But nah, Trump was mostly always a Democrat.
He ran as a Republican president, and he governed as a Republican.
Jimmy, do your diligence. Trump was a Democrat. He switched his membership to run.
So are you suggesting that you voted for a Democrat?
What I'm stating proudly, with some guilt, Jimmy, is that I voted for an effing weasel. And this country is so debased, so debauched. The GOP is so corrupt to its core. You think if the GOP wanted to do the right thing, we would be having this conversation?
Okay, but what I don't understand, Marvin, with respect, because I'm literally trying to understand this, is why you would still typically vote for, maybe not for president, but in other offices for the Republicans when you believe they are corrupt to their core and no better than the Democrat. I mean, I'm glad that you vote for the Republicans. I'm just trying to understand why you do that.
You misheard that part, Jimmy. Many has been the election where I bemoan the fact I was unable to vote for any Republicans because I did my job.
So you would vote third party in those instances?
No. Because I know the third party has a snowball chance. Now, yes, I have thought, I have to say, I've cast my handful share of wasted independent votes, but here is where the Republican constituency has his head in the snowbank, okay? The two-party thing is not how America was set up. What all the damned Republican constituency does not and never will be able to realize is that all the deals are already made down in the swamp, in the D.C. swamp, from the top down. Now, I am excited, yes, for this election from all the grassroots, because they are feeling the pressure from the bottom up, Jimmy. But you think McConnell and, oh, my God, don't even get me going on those guys. It's just like the Roman Catholic Church, Jimmy.
Marvin, I'm gonna jump in there. I got to run to a break, Marvin. Hey, thank you for the call. As always, all right, 303-696-1971 is our telephone number. Always appreciate the interesting insights from Marvin here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. What are your thoughts? We've got one more segment up ahead in this hour, 303-696-1971, our telephone number. It's News Talk 710 KNUS, Denver's local talk leader. Grooving back to a little Fat Function. P-H-A-T, P-H, I think U-N-K-I-O-N, if I remember right. But they are just a fun jazz band out of, I think, Madison, Wisconsin. What a fun tune. Well run dry, and the well never runs dry, though. When it comes to topics and issues to discuss and dissect, right here on Talk Radio, News Talk 710 KNUS, Denver's local talk leader. Good to be with you, 303-696-1971. Let's go to Joe in Arvada. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Jimmy. I'm good. I can tell you're doing well. Heidi Gnall did great. And, you know, I didn't watch the whole thing or anything. I've just seen little clips. I look back at all the debates, you know, what a Republican has won every time. The thing is does it ultimately ever really win for us? And now I go back, remember Doodle when, Cory Gardner beat Doodle. Udall. Mark Udall. Okay. Sorry,
Mark Uterus. That was the nickname back then, was Mark Uterus, because they were playing the Democrat playbook back then of abortion and women's rights and all these things. So he was Mark Uterus was the nickname people were saying back then.
Mark is uterus spell out. But, you know, the point is that Cory Gardner beat him like a stepchild. But, we had a different electorate. I mean, honestly, what was that, 2014, when he won that that election? We're talking a lot has changed since then. And we're in a situation now where I'll just tell you, we have to have more pain before there's any kind of change going to happen. I mean, these people that are voting in Denver, they're just looking for the D on their paper. They're not really. I honestly just don't think that the electorate is nearly as sharp as it was eight years ago.
Here's the question. I think there is a lot of truth in what you're saying, Joe. Here's the big question. Will Democrats get the turnout? Is that what you're saying, is that the Democrats will still get that turnout of people who are, obviously it's pretty easy to do it in Colorado.
No, it's the opposite. Will we get any turnout? I mean,
see, here's
look,
the thing.
I walk my precinct. I'm like, I'll just tell you, it's a rough precinct. It's like, hey, I think there's a Republican on this street.
I will tell you that Republicans in Colorado in the past few elections have turned out resoundingly well. It's been a matter of turning out enough unaffiliateds to counterbalance Democrats, because unaffiliateds are the most, followed by Democrats, followed by Republicans. We could turn out every Republican, and that's not nearly enough to win an election in this state, given the voter registration details for unaffiliated voters.
Well, I think that unaffiliateds are going to turn out for Republicans, but I just don't know that they're going to come out in mass against Polis. Mm. And now looking at the O'Day race, I brought something up to your call screener. I forget his name.
Good old Leroy.
The real power is going to be leveled in about 2 weeks when the major ads start pulverizing the television. Because if you look at, I watch some, conservative media, and they're already just blistering Joe O'Day. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the ad.
Oh, yeah, I have.
The point is they're just peppering it, and they're checking out what it's doing on cable.
Okay.
To see if they can win.
Unfortunately,
on the regular TV.
You can hear Charlie Daniels here, so we're up against the top of the hour. Joe, I appreciate the call. You're making some really good points. Who knows what will happen? We just got to do our part. Caroline Cornell and Kevin Edling running in Arapahoe County for clerk and sheriff up next in studio.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.